cattle futures gained on Friday. Unprecedented challenges cleaving the historically wide gap between fed cattle and wholesale beef prices have some demanding change. But beware of unintended consequences, says Darrell Peel. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 4th of May. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices ended the week across a wide range, but generally steady with the previous week, with live prices at $95 to $100 a hundredweight in the Texas Panhandle, $95 to $105 in Kansas and Nebraska, and at $93 to $100 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress sales were at $150 to $160. Through Thursday, the negotiated five-area daily weighted average direct live steer price was $1.03 less than the previous week at $95.92 hundredweight. It was 23 cents more in the beef at $154.50. Cattle futures firmed further, supported by the week's executive order to keep packing and processing plants open, sky-high boxed beef prices, and some states beginning to ease stay-at-home orders. Resurgent lean hog futures also provided support. Live cattle futures closed an average of 80 cents higher across a range of 45 cents to $1.50 higher. Week to week on Friday, they closed an average of $2.79 higher, from 155 higher at the back to 462 higher in spot June, not counting newly minted away October. Cash cattle continued to trade with a strong basis compared to the June live cattle futures price, which means hedge cattle can still make some money for the feedlot operator, says Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, in his weekly market comments. He adds that the rather large basis points to the current disconnect between the cash and futures markets, but that disconnect is largely the risk of the unknown. The one known fact, he says, is that cattle feeders still have cattle that need to be marketed, and they can only slow down growth so much. At the time President Trump signed the executive order last week, mandating that meat packing and processing facilities remain open, in his blog, Jason Lusk, noted Purdue University food and agricultural economist, estimated daily hog and cattle slaughter were both down about 40% compared to the same time last year. Estimated cattle slaughter under federal inspection last week was 425,000 head, according to AMS. That would be 40,000 head fewer than the prior week and 248,000 head fewer than the same week last year. For further perspective, AMS analysts say fed steer and heifer slaughter was estimated at 50,000 head on some days last week, about half of what can be done when plants are running at full capacity. Until something approaching normalcy returns to beef packing, risk premiums will likely continue to be applied to fed cattle prices and paid for available beef. Choice box beef cutout value was $84.08 higher week to week on Friday at $377.45 a hundredweight. Select was $78.11 higher at $357.13. More volume returned to calf and feeder cattle markets last week, with auction receipts of 219,200 head being more year over year for the first time in 10 weeks, according to AMS. Renewed volume, relative to the continued packing bottleneck and slowed feedlot turnover, went a long ways in explaining some weaker auction prices week to week, despite gains in cattle futures. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold steady to $4 a hundredweight lower, according to AMS. The exception was $2 to $4 higher for heifers weighing 700 to 900 pounds in the north central and south central regions. Except for $1.30 lower in March, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 70 cents higher on Friday, from 5 cents higher at the back to $1.15 higher toward the front. Week to week, not counting recently minted away April, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 68 cents higher, except for $1.62 lower in March. Given ongoing market uncertainty, Griffith says he continues to receive questions from producers about whether to sell calves now or wait. There are very few, if any, acceptable outcomes given the current environment, Griffith says. He explains that determining the true value of cattle is nearly impossible in this environment, given the risk that the buyer is taking. While the current marketing environment may not be any riskier than it was in January, he notes that buyers' perceptions of risk have changed, which means they're not as willing to bid up for cattle. Not knowing when anything will improve may mean that many producers just have to take their losses today and hope the next round is more profitable, Griffith says. It's also worth noting that cattle are starting to move to market from wheat pasture. Major U.S. financial indices closed sharply lower Friday, extending losses from the previous session. Pressure included renewed political saber-rattling between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 622 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 81 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 284 points. Unprecedented challenges cleaving the historically wide gap between fed cattle and wholesale beef prices have some demanding change. Everything from the trite and WTO illegal mandatory country of origin labeling to calls for legislation mandating some level of weekly cash fed cattle trade in order to improve market transparency and price discovery. That's why USDA investigations continue into market reactions following last summer's beef packing plant fire in Kansas and current market reaction in the wake of beef packing capacity reduced by COVID-19. In his weekly market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explains, "Never before has the industry faced so many challenges that threaten the operation of multiple processing facilities simultaneously, along with massive disruptions to the food service supply chain, severely limiting nearly half of the total beef market." He also points out current industry structure and business practices evolved in response to economic forces driving the beef industry and every other industry to be ever more competitive. The cost efficiencies of large-scale cattle feeding and meat packing operations are undeniable, Peel says, explaining that some current proposals would add cost and risk to the industry and further increase the differences between cattle and wholesale beef prices. A less efficient, higher-cost beef industry will ultimately result in higher beef prices for consumers and make beef a less competitive protein industry, Peel says. Simultaneously, he says, cattle producers will face lower cattle prices, and as the industry downsizes, more will be forced out of the business. Peel isn't advocating for or against any particular change or policy prescription. "My job," he says, "is to make sure the industry understands the implications and consequences of alternatives that are being considered. Some of the proposals being promoted today will have unintended consequences that are negative for the entire industry." He adds, "This industry consists of many diverse sectors and perspectives. In the end, the entire cattle and beef industry will thrive, or not, as a single industry. Be careful what you ask for," he says. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 4th of May. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.